Once When We Were Young by Billy J. Brown. Copyright 2000 by Billy J. Brown. The curtain is raised.
Watch him! Watch him, Will!
J.D. gently prodded my pants leg as he quietly but firmly continued under his breath.
Watch him! Watch him!
I slowly cocked the hammer back on the old single-shot rifle. I looked to see that the cap was sitting firmly on the iron nipple. Slowly I exhaled and gently tugged on the trigger, ever so slowly.
Bang!
I hardly felt the kick as the gun went off. J.D. jumped to his feet.
You got him, J.D. shouted. I think you hit him in the head.
He had not even squealed. It was a second or two before I got up myself. I looked at the large, wild, piney wood rooting hog. He had tusks at least 2 inches long, with brown, bristly hair all over his hide.
Sure is a nice one, Will.
I said, yeah. We'll have a lot of good sausage this winter. Look at his feet, J.D. He was trying to root at those wild peanuts.
Yeah, he sure was. I'm glad we found this spot. There'll probably be more where he came from.
We'll stake this spot out again later on in the week if we find some more tracks. J.D. and I pulled the pig over on its side and split open its belly with our skinning knives. After we field-dressed him, we walked a piece out of the woods to get our old wagon, which had been used by our folks for about 20 years. Old Bill, my horse, just snorted at us as we walked up. He wanted an apple. He always wanted an apple. All I had was a core in my jacket, left from an apple, that I'd eaten that morning. I gave it to him, and he ate it. But he seemed to give a look that said, "I ain't gonna pull too hard for that little bit of reward." I'd get him a couple of apples or some turnips later to make up, I decided. When we got back to the wild peanut patch, I reached down and tied a piece of rope around the front legs of the fine hog. J.D. put a turn of rope on the back legs, and we thrust between the legs a pole we cut down and trimmed from a small sapling.
"Well, I guess he really is an example of being hog-tied," I said.
J.D. failed to see much humor as he groaned against the weight of the hog as he and I lifted the pole to our shoulders. We made poor time getting to the wagon. That pig was heavy, and it had started to rain a little. The ground began to turn sticky, and we would slip about every third step. Old Bill turned his head to the left as we came out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?